Thursday night, or Lachov of the year in Dvar Halacha, about staying up all night. When we stay up a whole night, Shavuos night, so we usually listen to the Netilas Yadayim. We'll go through the brachas and see what's really necessary, what's not necessary. We usually get a guy standing up there and saying all the brachas. For the overwhelming majority of the brachas, it's really not necessary. Now we'll talk about just on Netilas Yadayim. The din is if you stay up a whole night, and then you're going to wash your hands, either at Alos HaShachar you'll wash your hands, as we spoke a few days ago, or Stam you're going to wash your hands in preparation for davening. So you just can't make you can't make on the Tilas Yadayim Stam Azoi unless, and you'll see that the unless covers really most of the cases, unless your hands are not clean and you can't daven with them. Either you went to the bathroom or you touched a makom b'chuse b'guf, so then you could make on the Tilas Yadayim, and the Bir Halacha says you should do so in order to be mechayev yourself on the Tilas Yadayim. If you don't do that, then the reason you can't make on the Tilas Yadayim is because of the question of what's the Bir HaDvarim that we make on the Tilas Yadayim every morning when we wash our hands and in preparation for davening, we'll call it. So there's basically, according to virtually all shittas, basically there's a machlokes rishonim why we wash our hands in the morning, meaning why Chazal instituted it as a din in such a way that you actually make a bracha, asher kedushonu b'mitzvoso v'tzivonu on the Tilas Yadayim. So one is the Rosh, who says that the presumption is that you touch something unclean, meaning a mokum b'chusa b'guf, when you were sleeping, you dayim askani yoseim. So when you wake up in the morning, you presumably touched something. You had presumably touched something, mokum b'chusa b'guf, or you go to the bathroom, so you make on the so they were misakein. They weren't misakein it for the other tfilos, where you also have to wash your hands if you had touched something. But in the morning, they were misakein to do it for shachris, and that's the Rosh's reason. The Rashba's reason is because in the morning you're a Briya Chadasha, you got your neshama back, and you have to wash your hands. And the famous Rashba, like a Kohen, that's Makadish Yodov Min HaKior. You're facing a fresh day, like a fresh day of Avodas Hashem, and you're like a Kohen. So you're a Briya Chadasha. Now, ironically, and this is where people get confused, according to the Rashba, if you stay up a whole night, then you do have to wash on the Tilas Yadayim because of low plug. Either because of low plug, so they were masakin on the Tilas Yadayim because usually in the morning a person is a Briya Chadasha, or because it's like saying you have to make a bracha, even if in your case you're not doing the thing for which you're making the bracha, but it's the Derech HaOlam. Like even if you didn't hear a Tarnagol, let's say you'll make Ashenosam on Sechvivino, or other brachas, maybe also Likot Sarki, you're making a, if you're not wearing shoes, you're making a bracha on the Derech HaOlam. So the Derech HaOlam is that in the morning you're a Briya Chadasha. Mashenken, according to the Rosh, there we say if you stay up a whole night, then the assumption is your hands are clean, you washed them, and therefore you don't make on the Tilas Yadayim. So but it boils down to that suffix. So when you stay up a whole night, presumably there's a suffix, and the simple way out of the suffix, so you wouldn't make a bracha misuffix. The simple way out of the suffix, and the Bir Halacha recommends l'chatchila doing that, is to touch a makom mechusa b'guf, or presumably you go to the bathroom before you start davening, and so then according to everybody you'll make on the Tilas Yadayim. So it's really, if you find yourself in a situation that you're up a whole night, and it's really, you know, it's not shavuos, you don't have anyone, people don't know what brachas they could make, they can't make, we'll be going through the brachas of Mitzvah Hashem next week. On the Tilas Yadayim is officially no because of a suffix, but again, it's very easy to put yourself into the matzav where, according to everybody, you make the bracha. So you just either going to the bathroom or you touch a makom mechusa b'guf, and then you'll be making on the Tilas Yadayim. Okay.